All right, welcome back to the episode of The Scenario. We're back. Whitener is supposed to be here momentarily. He's on the road from Columbia, but he's supposed to be back soon. So, right, yeah. Well, we'll see how that works out for him. We are on location once again at Dub's house. We've been here multiple different times, kicking it, doing what we gotta do. Dub, what's been going on, my brother? I mean, you got to pick up the mic, though.
I didn't pick it up. I thought you had to just leave it here.
No, I mean, she got the mic stand, unless you want to change
her
the mic stand.
Because I'm not going to be talking about it, so you take the mic stand.
I'm a gentleman.
No, but I'm
That's why I gave her the mic stand, just because, you know.
what you asked me?
No, I don't think it fit in the mic.
Over here.
This is, like, very complicated.
No, it's not complicated.
This is a new mobile studio, man.
Yeah, this shit is.
But you're old. You're the man that likes to talk on the phone, not like to text. You don't understand.
Man.
No, you are an old man.
I'm about personal contact.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck text messages.
Hey, man, I am one of the people that'll call you after a while. Like, man, I just need to know, like, destination stuff, like,
right.
Plans, like, oh, we're
right.
Gonna hit here.
What are we asking?
I just want text message wise. Like, that's all I want to talk about.
I actually don't want to talk to people. But if I'm going to talk to you, then I would like to be. Yeah, pick a phone. Oh. Fucking yeah.
Please
go back
don't call me.
You.
I hate talking.
We agree.
Are
with
you
that.
Like a millennial? Are you picked
I mean,
up a millennial?
I feel like I'm maybe on the borderline, but I don't claim it. But no, if I never had to talk on the phone again to anybody, I'd be fine with it. I can have an entire relationship through text message. It's fine.
I mean,
really?
Most dudes would be cool with that.
Oh, that's a perfect
yes.
situation. You,
no why do you need to call me? I don't want to.
Hey, what's your favorite?
What are you doing?
You up?
What are you doing? How was your day? How was your day? Like, nobody wants to have that conversation.
You cool? I'm cool.
Look, that's why everybody's been asking about how you look on the chain. Shout out to all listeners trying to figure out how Nikki looked.
She's fabulous.
If you want to give everybody your information on your online.
I think my Instagram is Kiki Dowdy.
Who the fuck thinks their Instagram or something? That's like some old. What is
that's
that?
That's the millennial shit.
What is that bullshit?
You don't even have an
I think.
Instagram.
No.
You know what Facebook is?
You know what? you know what Instagram? You know what the lack of Instagram has done? Nothing to me. It's not hindered me from anything.
That's because you don't take photos.
No.
You can't be caught.
Do I have a photo with you?
Yes.
And I definitely have some with Daryl.
Yeah, we got tons
and
of
a million with Whitener. So I take photos.
Did you take them yourself?
No.
And you don't know where they are?
Nah, but I'm just not trying to pose. For
but
you,
he's
photos.
Not tagged in, so nobody knows who
no,
he is.
No, he's not tagged on anything.
No.
Nobody knows who
I can't
is.
Tag.
Nobody knows who. I think everybody thinks that Brandon's like a figment.
That's cool. I'm good with that. I'm good
Have
with that.
Have you seen the new show, Big Mouth, on Netflix?
No. The fuck is that?
No, it's... Don't say that.
Who's
it's
in
like,
it?
So, it's an animated...
So, it's going to be triple no. The only animated series I have time for is Boondocks, and that shit's
oh,
not on.
That's so great.
Right, but it's off. What's your boy's name? Aaron Magruder.
Aaron Magruder. Yeah.
Aaron
yeah.
Magruder.
But he's supposed to be coming out that show that was going to be like about East St. Louis, though.
He was like my everything.
Because he wrote a book about if East St. Louis. No.
Why?
It was kind of dope. It was a dope concept for his book. No. It's a weird concept and flip if East St. Louis became his own country, or whatever. Oh. And like how like it was a crazy funny like. Dystopian kind of concept if like the world was all fucked up. East St. Louis is the only place that ended up being like okay when the world got fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's in real life. Let me tell you what's in real life.
You go ahead.
East St. Louis is the only place in the world that's not okay.
Shout out to the pink slip that just closed its doors after 25 years.
I did not
the East
know
side.
That.
They just closed their doors last week. 25 years of service to the St.
Damn.
Louis area.
Is the Troop Club game still alive over there?
They got some new spots. I haven't been to them.
Oh, you know what? My homegirl,
like
yeah, my homegirl, my homegirl
yeah.
that works for me, Arika, her, I think her homeboy like owns Onyx or something, or like maybe it's her cousin.
Yeah,
I don't fucking
Saint.
Know.
Because she from East St.
Yeah. And actually, I would have gone there with her because she vouches for it.
Yeah, no, it's like a black version of Penthouse, I guess. The best the black version of Penthouse could be for St. Louis.
I don't know what that means.
You never been to Penthouse?
Like a broke version.
Have you seen been to Penthouse before?
No.
You know, you've been to Penthouse. So I've heard they got nice couches and stuff like that, like
yeah,
Penthouse and stuff.
What's the point of a strip club?
I've been to strip club in 2.5 years. But when I went, it's usually I went with a woman, like on some like, yo, I'm drunk, let's go somewhere. It's after hours, I still want to kind of kick it.
Yeah.
Or it's like socializing, like, yo, we out kicking it for somebody, bachelor party, birthday, something along those lines. Those are the reasons that I've been to.
But does the fact that you're there with a woman and there's naked women in front of you, is it like one of those, like, I know I'm going to fuck her tonight, so this makes my dick harder?
No,
like, I
don't, it's me to get more drinks because the other spots are closed on the St. Louis side.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how I look at it. No, like, literally, I'd be like, damn, I could just hit the
hill. Motherfucker, y'all have, like, a house party y'all can go to, or, like, somebody's house y'all can just, like, invite people over?
No, it's just some spontaneous shit.
Have, like a good DJ, music's live, drinks.
But all that shit is things that can be in the house.
Well, that's because you're old. Back to the other.
No, I'm just asking a question.
Grandma.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just inquiring minds want
to
know.
You like to talk on the rotary dial, and
motherfucker ain't on a rotary dial. What are you talking about? I ain't never seen one of those things.
It's a rotary dial.
What? I ain't even seen that. All right, whatever. Strip clubs, whatever. All right.
What was the last time you've been doing?
Ooh, good
you
question.
Know what?
Good
real
question.
Talk.
Good question.
I went to, what's the strip club in Atlanta that everybody fucks with?
The Cheetah.
Nah. Yeah. The one.
Oh.
Talking
about.
I really don't care. I'm not trying to play coy. I really don't fucking remember. No.
Magic City.
Yes. I went there probably 2 years ago. Maybe
can
a year and a half.
Can I just stop to say that we just named some club? Like you asked.
I named like three or four establishments before I got
there.
Like,
and I never heard any of those. No, I went to that one and I was like, you know, these women are very nice looking. They're assets that, you know, people accept as great assets, and women in America are wonderful. Yet, I'm not fucking any of them. So why am I giving them money? I do not understand. I'm not fucking any of them. I'm literally not having sex with any of these women, but I'm paying them. Like,
you?
Like, I feel like the prostitution game has it right. Like,
bro,
the strip game,
right.
Like, you winning in the prostitution game, you right. Pay money, you get a reward. My reward can't be looking at you. You're not that fucking fine.
I mean, that is a true statement.
Yeah, like, come
have
on.
Have you been to the Clermont?
What
which is
that?
In Atlanta.
Is it a strip club?
Oh, yes.
What we just said, I already told you what strip club I went to.
That's
that
the one.
Yeah,
no,
that
that's
one.
The only one. It's up on Ponce and. It's across from like Piedmont Park on Pasadena, but it is like where all of the retired strippers go.
Oh, so you made it sound like this shit was good. This
it's
is
the,
a bad thing.
It's the rest haven.
I got the Claremont. That's like some bougie shit. Like, I thought
no.
This is where they put them out the past.
Claremont Lounge. Oh my goodness, it was like a National Geographic special.
Dog,
amazing.
Let me tell you a real story. This is a very real story.
Hold on, is this the one where?
Yeah, but I got my tell the story.
Okay.
That many of the people that listen to this show were at this event.
How many listeners do we have on
this? We have over 1,000.
Yeah, I don't check that, but I know that.
Hey,
it doesn't matter. Dope,
Kiki Doughty, Instagram.
You stupid. Listen, real story. So one of my frat brothers is getting married. Right, this is like years ago. He's getting married. Now, mind you, I don't fuck with strip clubs anyway. Because again, I don't understand why I'm paying you to fucking dance. Fuck. I can date someone and pay them and not pay them to dance, but whatever. So I'm sitting here,
you are the most,
chopping it up with a group of my fraternity brothers at a fucking bachelor party, right? I'm not naming any names, no nothing. There are probably, I will put less on it than there probably is. I'll say there's like, say 30 of us in there, 30, 25 to 30, probably more, but whatever. We're in a warehouse that has pool tables.
Okay.
We kicking it, drinking, doing our thing. And these two strippers walk in. Now, mind you, I'm putting this on the record. I did not know there was going to be strippers there. Everybody there knows I didn't know there was going to be strippers there because I probably wouldn't have been there. But whatever.
So
I'm
you
there.
Wouldn't go somewhere because strippers
are nah, I don't fuck that shit. Again, why am I paying you? So
okay.
We sitting there chopping it up, making a lot
of money. Everybody's got to make a living.
Yeah, whatever. I'm cool with it, what everybody does. I just don't have to pay you.
Well, you don't have to pay anybody.
I don't have an orange tree, so I'm not picking motherfuckers. I'm not paying motherfuckers to pick oranges because I don't have an orange
okay,
tree.
Okay, go on with your story.
All right. So, we go there. The strippers come in. They do their thing. They dance. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's like chopping up, drinking, socializing. Women doing something in the background. My girl, one stripper number two, gets on the pool table.
Oh.
She's getting in there. She's about to do a trick. A party
ooh.
Trick.
My
girl. My girl.
My girl.
My girl takes pool balls, puts them in a vagina. You know, now we've seen the trick. It was new to me back then, but now we've seen it. Like, you've seen it on TV. About to pop the pool balls out. Pop the pool balls out on the pool table. I'm like, oh, shit, your vagina's strong. What's that shit y'all do? Kegels? Kegels? What's it called?
Kegels.
Kegels. Okay. Is that what it is? All right. She does that shit. She has strong pussy muscles. For sure. So she's popping them out. The last one, she's trying to pop out, and she can't get it out. I mean, she...
Wait, did she put all of them in there?
I'm not going to exaggerate. I'll say she put three in.
Wait, it may have been three, more,
but let's say she put three.
She put three.
Again, she's
inside
she's,
her
she's a soldier. I have all the faith in her vagina. I don't want to be inside of it.
What if she's a class? Go ahead.
Whatever. So she puts them in, pops one out, pops two out, struggling with the third one, right? She's like, oh, struggling, struggling, struggling. And everybody's like, oh, fuck, yeah, she's struggling. Like, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then she takes a shit on the fucking table. Because... Don't spit that shit out on my table, Nikki. So she takes a shit on the fucking table because she can't get the fucking pool ball out. And that's when I said, you know what, motherfucker? Go with your fucking gut. You're done. I'm done with fucking strippers. This motherfucker took a shit on a pool table in front of me.
Now, what is her reaction after this?
I left. That nigga, what was my reaction? Up. The question is, what was my reaction was, check, please. Check, please.
I
didn't check, please.
What is she doing?
Check, motherfucking please. When people take shits in front of me on pool tables, then we got to have a real intimate relationship for you to be able to take a shit in front of me.
Nothing, or like, or
I
you just walked away?
Fucking walked away, and there are many people that you know that will fucking validate this story. I fucking left. I said, you know what? You motherfuckers deal with that. I'm out.
So you didn't see her after that?
I'm out. I'm out. I drove. This is why I drive myself to everything. I'm out.
So you drove.
I'm out. I'm out. I didn't say bye to nobody. I'm out.
She
again.
She
ask your cousin.
Poop.
There's a million people that were there. Ask any of them. I was like, you know what? Two fingers, you motherfuckers. This is y'all shit. This is y'all plan.
She took a poop on a pool table.
No, she took a shit trying to get a pool ball out of her fucking vagina. You have to say that correctly.
She took a poop.
That shit scarred me for life. I'm done.
So that's your vendetta against strip clubs?
Because no, I never liked it because I didn't understand the concept.
Well, I just think you're hateful against everything.
Yes, but not you. I love you. I love Daryl.
Well, that's like a great diffuser, but you are hateful against everything.
Yeah, because everything sucks. Yeah, see there? It does. Mm-hmm. Everything sucks.
It's hard. Okay.
Do you have any crazy strip club moments wearing this?
Nothing is worse than somebody taking a shit on the pool table.
No, all my... Okay, well...
It can't be worse.
All of mine have been... I have not had a bad moment.
Okay. I mean, mine have been just...
I mean, I have some stories to tell, but I can't tell those because I don't want them to come back to me.
Well, sorry for going on that tangent.
Like, to keep my job, but I've not had ever... I mean, yeah, it's always been eye-opening experiences for me. I'm not someone that has an issue with them, so...
All right. I mean, I'm just... I watched somebody take
we went to one after the Adele concert last year in Atlanta.
After Adele?
Yeah. We went to Adele, then we went to the strip club. So,
so that, like, that's the thing, like, y'all don't want to meet some tricks after this, y'all? No doubt. Y'all want to go to PT's? I heard they got great margaritas over there.
No, I haven't been to... So in St. Louis, I've only been once, and I was disappointed.
Which one do you go to?
I think not BT's. What was the other one you talked about?
Penthouse.
Yes.
So you didn't go to a black strip club on singles.
No.
Oh, so you didn't get this first with Pink Slip?
I've heard about it. My family talks about it.
Man, dude, like, yeah, Pink Slip. I've seen some crazy shit happen up in there. Pink Slip. Back when I was, because they let you in like 18, 19.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Crazy than someone taking a shit on a pool table? Okay.
No. Okay. No. We should move from strip clubs.
Yes.
All right, that's fine. I just wanted to
give
you a
tangent. To maybe sports.
Yes. Doug, some people wanted to talk about soccer. For a second, man. You are a soccer expert.
I am.
All right, let me jump to this email. This
should I have said something else? Like, what do you say to that?
Well, I don't know. Can I Instagram this shot right now?
What shot?
Wait, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, of course.
Can you give
everybody
a plug right quick?
Me. But you can't give me any.
Well, I'm not worried about you.
Good. This whiskey is good.
Daryl, baby,
hell.
What's your...
D-I-G-G-A-M-E-I-S-U.
Fuck, that was a lot of shit that? Right there.
Oh. I mean, we never agree on anything.
You're just saying letters. A, B, C, D, E.
Oh, my God. That's...
What the fuck was that?
That's I can't even remember what you said.
No, it's Big Game and ISU.
Okay, that's better.
That's what someone said. That's why the motherfuckers spell their emails and you be like, wait a minute, Tanya Williams? Motherfucker, like, is that what you're spelling here?
This is a lot of time. This
ain't right.
Oh, I'm dying.
Nah, that's true. Them spellings be off.
Yeah. Okay, can you say that again? I'm talking to you.
Big Game ISU. So, no.
What's the question?
Get pulled up.
Is Arsenal the best team in the world? Yes.
No. This one
there
is
you are.
From our man Vanguard. He says, I know you all talk about soccer a lot, especially you all friend B-Dub that comes on the show. With the World Cup ending and the majority of the best French players being black, what does he think about soccer going forward when it comes to black players?
Twofold. This question is old as hell.
Yes.
But so I guess I haven't been on the show in like, what, 6 months?
Yeah. Right. No, not 6 months.
No,
when was the World Cup ended?
The show like 3 months ago.
August.
Was it?
July, yeah. August.
When was the World Cup?
July, August.
Back to my other comment about you being old as.
Damn, so you sound forgetful.
Yeah.
What's the question? Do black people run the
world?
No.
I'm saying, like, is this going to be changing, like, this perspective of seeing, like, the French team having a lot of majority players being black, basically killing it? Do you think that would change the dynamic of how the world is looking at soccer on a bigger stage?
No, I mean, first of all, no. I mean, soccer is the number one sport in the world other than the United States.
Right.
So, no, it doesn't need, to get bigger. It's the biggest sport. Yeah. Two, the French team, I mean, a lot of the European teams, without getting into history, think of the slave trade. I mean, a lot of European countries, including the United, and a lot of West-leaning European countries have a lot of black people there just as a product of the slave trade. That's how your ass got here. That's how I got here. That's how I need.
And then also Africa being the propensity to be in there to say, I want to make my family better and I'm going to move to Europe.
So you have, you just have a lot of black people. If you've ever been to London, you've just a lot of black people there in general. So France just has a lot of darkies. That being said, there's still racism, is still very prevalent there, especially in soccer, man. That shit's bad.
Yeah. Bertoli was getting getting fucked up with the people throwing bananas at him and shit.
But the question is strictly soccer. Black people are the most athletic people ever.
Right.
That being said, there are a lot of Latinos who are boss balling in soccer as well.
That's the truth.
So I can't really say if, to end it all, man, if the United States or Africa or any of those, if any place that has black people and they only play soccer, if the United States only played soccer, the United States would dominate in soccer.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Well, look. Because me and you had the discussion, because I talked about it on the show. The reason this question came up, because I talked about it on the show, our conversation during the World Cup final, and you were like, the U.S. won't be good till like 2028 or something like that.
Right, you got to think about it. I don't have any friends with sons who are not, like I have friends with sons who are old, but I don't have any friends with young kids who let their sons play American football. So if you're not playing American football, you're playing soccer, basketball, baseball, or track. Right. Mm-hmm. And of those, the most lucrative two are baseball and soccer on a world scale. Yeah. So if you have an opportunity to play soccer and you have a kid and it's not safe per se, you get concussions and shit, but you're not like,
you're getting bashed every time.
Right. So why would you not have your kid play soccer? And so American football is now, it's going to be waning. I know we're in the middle of the season and everybody's hype about it, but the popularity of American football is for sure going down. For sure.
You can feel it.
Sure. Like, no one even fucking cares.
NBA
like,
just,
so, so, because one of the cities I grew up in is Kansas City. Kansas City's popping right now as far as, like, with the football team. So, of course, everybody's hype about it. But nobody's as hype as they would have been 5 years ago if the Chiefs were doing this. No one is.
When Priest Holmes was popping, like, how
Yeah, like, no one is that hype anymore. And so, I think there's going to come a time when young black men are playing soccer or football. Yeah. Like young black men will be playing that and we'll be dominating. And what we need is one Tiger Woods to go to the Premier League. If we get one Tiger Woods
that's
to go to and I say that to say, and I don't want to make this because I don't want to be too long winded on this. No one fucked with golf before Tiger Woods. No black people. Like no, and people can say, oh, my grandfather, motherfucker, you know, no one cared about golf. Tiger Woods happened and all black men that I'm cool with. Yeah. At least we'll pick up sticks and go play. Mm-hmm. We need one flamboyant black dude to go to the Premier League in Europe and dominate and be a shit talker and that will make people watch the Premier League. We have good Americans over there, not many, but some, but they don't dominate. Altidore was good. We got that white boy that plays for Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga, and he's like the best. He's cold. His name slips me right now, but he's cold. You had Tim Howard. He was a goalie in the Premier League. But you need a shit-talking, dominant black dude.
Somebody that's out there doing it.
Yeah, and once you have that, once you get a Ronaldo that's black, people are going to flock to soccer. That's all we need. And so many kids are playing it now that that's what's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, if.
It's not if, it's when.
Like, for sure. Yeah, it's for sure. So, you know, I look forward to it. But shout outs to Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal. Man, you was up here fucking acting like fucking Baltimore Orioles.
Arsenal, to our point, what happened, Arsenal picked two black people to be their leading strikers and have dominated. Yeah. Check the scores. They undefeated since game two. They do not lose. Black people run the world. No offense to white people listening to this.
Yeah, we got.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
And I guess technically black people don't run the world, but we should. Yeah.
Black power.
And if we start off on third base like your white friends, then we'll fucking run the world. We'll come home too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, white people.
It's all good. Nikki, do you have people asking about your Instagram? Once again, say it for everybody for they can. Because that was your question is about your Instagram.
Yeah.
Because we got savages listening to our show.
Brandon, what's your Instagram, man?
I don't have a fucking Instagram account.
Nobody asked you to be so angry.
You just asked me about what's my Instagram. That makes me angry. So, there you go.
So my Instagram is Kiki Dowdy. Your Instagram is?
Dig Game ISU. Our listeners know that already, though. They hit me up. That's how the cats be like, hey, what's up with her Instagram?
But I am taking
how you think they hit me up?
Nikki does look good tonight, though.
No, Nikki looks great.
Please, I've been at work since.
Nikki, you look good.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would tell you if you don't look good.
You know what I'm saying? If you
not anybody.
No, that's what I said. If you are a dope dude and not a dope man, there's two different things.
Right, sure.
Like, that's two different things.
I'm just saying.
Now, if you used to be a dope man, but now you're a dope dude, maybe you consider it.
Everybody got a pass. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Everybody got a pass.
I'm a tough chick to get with, though.
You are.
Yeah, so for sure.
You definitely are.
All right, let's go into this Kanye West, man, situation. Or do we want to go to keeping it in sports with my new favorite player, Jimmy Butler?
Whichever one.
We call him the apex predator. That's
why I feel like if we go to
we'll stay in sports.
What's his new name?
Jimmy Butler.
No, I'm talking about your other band.
Kanye.
Oh, Kanye. Yeah. I mean, what does he call himself?
I feel like if we go to gay, we will never get back to sports.
Yandy. You call himself now? Your name is after Yandy.
I don't mind talking about Kanye because that should not be a long conversation.
Okay.
That's
okay. Well, then that's where we go.
You don't think?
No, the problem with Kanye. Is that, let me give this disclaimer. Whoever anyone is having sex with, I support. I feel like, I want to throw this out because I feel like, because I don't want to come across as giving a fuck, no, homophobic and judgmental. I think Kanye is gay. No, I think he's bisexual and he doesn't want to fucking like, I feel like he's one of those people that like, had a rough ass, like he went through a lot.
I didn't know that's what you were probably.
Yeah, I'm going. I come from all angles. I feel like he had a rough ass, like I don't know if he had his father in his life, but I'm assuming he didn't.
His dad was around. His dad, how's the fuck right now? Right. That's what the whole thing is like. They somebody's his dad, like want to talk to people, like but his dad's around.
Kanye's gay, and
you think so?
Yes, and he doesn't fucking. I think he's gay, and he thinks he's a fucking genius. He's like a gay genius who doesn't want to
like
fucking
a
like. Let me ask you this. Oh. You know what? So I feel like I'm saying gay as if I'm like castigating it because gay is not like a bad thing. If I ask you, so my boys and I have a term, and the term is like you can be gay, you can be bisexual, you can be whatever the fuck. Who cares? Like I don't care what anybody does. But if you are professing to be a straight man,
yes.
Have you been in an inappropriate situation with the penis? It's called eye swap. If you had inappropriate situation with a penis, it's eye swap. Do you, if you had $1 million to bet on whether or not Kanye has been in an eye swap or not, what would you bet?
I'm gonna bet on the last one.
Yeah, it's like, then that's the problem. I feel like that dude has like a, like some sexual tension with himself that he's like, and it like makes him go crazy. Plus,
I honestly, on the Rockets, he'll be an asexual actually on the low.
Yeah, not even, no, I agree with that.
Not even being gay.
I agree with that. Like, I agree with
so
that.
Into his fucking self, like,
and he's a genius.
Yeah,
to be clear, like, yeah, Kanye West is a fucking genius.
And people can talk all that bullshit about that.
Like, motherfuckers be like, oh, I hate his albums. He's not rapping right now. Shut the fuck up. Kanye West made three classics. Go kick your, go kick all the rocks that you, look, can go
there's
kick.
There's not that many, like, because me and Vernon had this conversation. He called. He was like, yo, how many people have more than two classics of an album?
Right. There's not many.
Like, you can probably name
Well, Biggie died.
Biggie only had two albums?
Well, he died, so he would have had 20 classics.
But still only two. But I'm saying, no, I agree. We're talking about any genre, too, though. You got to think about Beatles is maybe with three. Like, the max is three.
Yeah, like
the max, like, you are in the pantheon of music if you have three classic albums.
He made three classic albums.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to spend a lot of time on his sexuality. I just feel like he's frustrated, and that's the problem. Well, that's a problem, not the problem.
I don't know. I think he's more of just a self-indulged motherfucker. All this shit is about him.
I just feel, I don't know. I'm not sure why I want to give him a pass, because that's not what I want to do, but I just feel like something clicked that went off for him.
What do you mean by that?
His mom dying didn't help.
No, I mean, dying? I mean, you and I have both been through that.
Right. Well, now my mom's still alive.
No, but you've been through a loss of a parent, is what I'm saying.
Well, for sure, but I was just being clear.
Clear, yes. So you have lost a parent, I have lost a parent. And I can't imagine what the trigger is for him, but I'm not sure. I also think that artists are a whole different breed of folks. Like, I think that there are certain things that happen for them that are consistent with artists. It's not gonna describe or
make sense.
Make assumptions, but I'm just saying. I think when you're an artist, there's something else that happens for you. But for Kanye, I just feel like from that moment when his mother left him and where he is today, like that is a like that cat's different.
Yeah.
And he's still, I mean, I don't like all of his stuff, but I do think that he is a super talented artist.
He is.
And
he is.
I think I'm not sure that I sign on to the stuff that he has right now, but I think the stuff that he had early on, he's brilliant.
I mean, his last album wasn't bad. It just lyrically wasn't dope. I mean, we don't have to get into
it. Yeah, but lyrically, though, before, you wouldn't have said that before.
No, he's clever.
It's what I'm saying is, like, you just said.
But also,
like,
people write for him, album, too, though. Let's keep that
true, but people write for everybody. I mean, unless you, like, there's only a few people that people don't write for. The people I like.
Can we, like, flip? Can we change
Biggie,
real quick to
face.
Post Malone?
Well, Post Malone was on. This is Daryl's show. How you going to.
I know, but I just want to, because we're about to get into some conversation about, like, lyrics and controversy around musicians.
Well, let me talk about certain stuff,
but we can come back to sports.
You
want to
talk about Post Malone?
No. The Apex Predator.
Oh, Jimmy Butler's getting talked about.
Yeah, no, he wanted
to. Oh, Jimmy Butler? Did you say
Jimmy Butler, not Buffett.
Oh, wait.
Are we talking about Jimmy Buffett?
That's our new
guy.
How did we get to Jimmy Buffett?
Post Malone. He doesn't understand the culture, but he benefits from it. He appropriates culture better than anyone in the world right now.
Okay, but so let's. I need you to dig deeper on that.
There's nothing to dig
I'm
on.
No. I need you to, because
is he white?
No, I'm feeling super conflicted about him.
Is he white?
Yes, for sure.
Does he?
But
make,
every no, white person no, in.
I'm about to ask you.
No, I'm going to say every white person in the culture.
Let's
appropriate.
Have this conversation. Is he white?
I actually want to have.
Is he white?
Yes.
Does he make money off of a genre that is based off of African Americans?
Yes.
And Latinos too.
Latinos, yes.
True. Does he give a nod to that culture or do anything other than making money to benefit that culture?
So I've only read a couple of excerpts, and I'm not sure that I'd say that he
the
does.
Answer is no.
No, I'm saying no.
He doesn't
saying,
fucking do shit, nor does he understand the fucking
culture. I
mean,
I know culture. He comes from a place of privilege.
And actually,
he's
actually come off as ignorant against the against
about,
black
talking
people.
Talking about rapping,
yes.
Talking about like,
yeah.
I want to chill and vibe out. I don't need no rap. Why would you listen to rap?
So this is a short conversation. Fuck Post Malone.
Okay.
Period. Like, no, dude, okay. I don't mind. I'm not anti.
No, I'm saying for me, like, so I was,
Congratulations.
No, what's
the one that Joey Badass wrote? I forgot the name of the one that was like number one for like a whole bunch of weeks.
Is that the one you're talking about? This one's like more recent. So I apologize for creating the delay. But
I'm sure
I
was, no, you're good. I'm Daryl cut it.
But so I was listening to it and I thought, like, I thought this song is so good. Like, the lyrics are so good. Know.
Psycho?
No.
I don't know. It's not good lyrics. Joey Badass writes a lot of his shit, so you might as well just.
The point is,
this. But the point is, no. But I'm saying, like, I'm a black woman who is like, it's for me, like, cultural appropriation of my of the work that our people have done is something I'm super sensitive to, and so I felt super conflicted when I was listening to Post Malone.
You should.
And no, of course.
You should feel like he sucks.
Well, I don't have him downloaded, but it was on my Pandora station.
Fuck that dude.
What Pandora station you got? My Pandora station never pops up Post Malone.
Really? So I have hip-hop hits on my...
Oh, but see, I don't listen to hip-hop hits on my goddamn Pandora. First of all, I don't listen to Pandora that much because I curate my own shit. I'm old, so I got an iPod still. I got $22,000 on my iPod. I curate my own shit.
But I will
I got
say
my
that
own
this
playlist,
is the thing.
All that.
So this is how I curate my music. And the algorithm for Pandora is better than anybody else's algorithm. So... If you pick something that you like, for me, I have been introduced to artists that I would have never known that are, like, speak to me
like
in
who?
Ways.
Like, give me some examples.
Like, Citizen Cope, okay. Amosley, like, that's I would have never, ever listened, like, known of those folks had it not been for Pandora. I do not find that Spotify or Apple have the same algorithm for
me
that, like, but what I like about Apple Music is that I have control. So I use Pandora to introduce me to artists that
Apple is when you directly want to
listen
like, to
someone. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, there's a new guy out. He's got this fantastic song out called Chainsmoking, and he's out of LA.
Sir?
I feel like this delay is going to all get cut out.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Sir, you talking about Sir?
No.
Sir's like dope, James too. Sir is dope, though.
Listen.
Yes.
While she's finding this.
But no, I want to know, you said about your culture. I said that white people, just because they, a white person can be in the culture but not culture appropriate, and you said that you want to talk about that. I don't think a white person can be in the culture and not be culture appropriate.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, so can you give me some examples?
I don't think Eminem's a culture
I don't think
appropriate.
Eminem at all is a culture appropriate.
I don't. Okay. I think that he is
Steve
a
LaBelle,
white boy who
if you,
raps.
You know anything
yep,
about like Steve LaBelle?
Yeah. I think there's
Steve
a
Rifkin. I was
there's
Steve
a
Rifkin.
There's a way to do a nod to a culture. Because first of all, man, like what are you?
Jacob Banks. Everybody look him up. Jacob Banks is out of LA. He's great.
You should. What you call it? Instagram tag him and tell him that you shout him out on some shit.
But he can come say hello.
Is he handsome?
Mm.
Oh god.
He probably like 20 years old too, honey.
Oh god, help me! Really
you wouldn't smash a 23-year-old.
No.
What?
Grown ass woman.
So?
Yes, she would.
A 23.
No,
we can. Look,
but no, like, I didn't say would you be in a relationship one. You wouldn't just like.
Oh, you said smash.
Yes, like a 23-year-old. Why not? Fuck. Like,
if he was like, yeah, you know, I'm only 23 though, but I got
20. Well, yeah, no, I am he not. Has to have like. He can't be like.
What's a Kardashian?
He can't be like a 16-year-old that's 23. Like, he can't be that.
What's that Kardashian that only sleeps with the little ones?
I don't know the Kardashians.
Not Khloe.
The thick one that's made up?
No, she's with, what's his name?
I don't know.
Talking about Courtney?
I don't know.
Yes. He's like dating now the 22-year-old model.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Mm.
Because for me, like, intellect
her
is
mama
my
made,
foreplay.
About
her
mama dating a dude.
Yeah, but that's
age.
My foreplay is what I'm saying. Like, right. I get that.
Whatever. Listen.
Anyway,
corporation.
I don't understand, like, people are like, well, if you do anything, for instance, Bo Derek wearing cornrows and everybody's up in arms. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck do you do? You live in a world where you can't do anything that anybody else's culture does. If that's the case, and I hate to say this, man, because this is going to get... If that's the case, and I understand why women do it, but then don't get perms. Like, if you can't... if a woman can't fucking put cornrows in her hair as a fashion thing, now what I will say,
but no,
that's not fair.
I wish you that with that.
That's not fair. Hold on,
I did it though. She was on some like, yo, I came up with this new style or type thing.
No,
did
she do that, or did the media and fucking people that looked at her?
But at the same time, though, you can cut the Kim Kardashian can't fucking send a thing.
No, Kim Kardashian is a cultural appropriator. She sucks. I'm talking about Bo Derek.
So what I'm saying is,
people were tripping on Bo Bear
back in the day. Yeah, people were tripping with her.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, if you're going to borrow from someone else's culture, you should give them a nod. It's like fucking getting a quote from something. Yeah. When ESPN shows footage from Fox, they say this is from shot from Fox, whatever.
Yeah.
It just give a shout out, and then I'm not mad because we live in a fucking world. We live in a hybrid world. How are you in this world where you think that no one's gonna see something that you do and think it's dope and borrow? That's some dumbass shit. Now, what happens is white people do the shit and act like they made it up. And now that is a problem. That Elvis Presley shit is a problem.
But do you feel like Post Malone believes he made it up?
I think Post Malone doesn't give a shout out and a nod to the culture he borrows from, so fuck him.
No, he just didn't get the paper, though. He know what the fuck he's doing. He just like,
no,
I'm getting
these checks. Yes, I believe
that. Man, fuck him. Well, fuck that dude.
Look, I don't even know none of his fucking songs. I wouldn't know a Post Malone song if you put it fucking on right now.
No, I would know. Congratulations, because
I just know that song, that White Iverson song, though, because I was waiting for him to say nigga on it.
Oh,
because I remember I kept listening for him to say nigga. Right. He looked like he was gonna say nigga on it, and I was just waiting. I was just listening intentively, watching. He gonna say nigga at some point, right?
Okay, so I directed us into a different direction. So yeah, we back to sports.
No, I mean,
we were talking about Kanye, though. So we were talking about Kanye with this whole "Make America Great."
Oh, but did you hear Kyrie Irving's like
flat Earth shit?
Yeah, but like his no, but he just had a like I don't know who he was with.
Yeah, he had an interview thing though. He's talking about him. With the
yeah, so he said, and I totally think it was because of Kanye. He said, I had to take a step back because I didn't realize the sphere of influence that I had. Like, you know, you say some stuff, you throw some stuff out there,
to throw it out there just to be fucking around.
And he said the fact that like rhetoric was shifting because of the thing I was saying. So whether I believe it or not. If I believe the world is flat, I should be having those conversations with folks, but I shouldn't be
it's
like
the fact that he still probably believes the birth of his world is flat.
Yeah,
though,
right?
Mind, that motherfucker didn't come out and say
that. Yeah, but did you? That's what I'm saying.
He still believes the world is flat. That's the
I don't think he
problem.
Believes that for real.
Yes, he does. That motherfucker.
No, like, I didn't because I he didn't take it back.
He didn't take it back. He just said,
what he said
I should
was,
have told everybody and put it out there. Like, me saying, like, I hate all white people or something.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that, but I didn't say that I didn't believe it. I just said I shouldn't be saying that.
Man, that sucks.
That is actually flat. Yes. I mean, I think what he felt bad was
he's a
that he saw.
Nigga that only
yeah, we have pictures.
Yeah,
we have pictures of the earth.
Like
nigga,
so,
not,
I mean, not that I like
I know,
him.
I love
that
him
matters,
as a basketball
but,
player.
No, no, no.
I think
I
think like
dudes.
I think
yeah,
what
I
he felt
Kyrie.
Bad was because it came after it's on the heels of Kanye. So
yeah.
I totally feel like that's the, you know, the impetus for him to make the statement, which is that, you know, I see what Kanye says and the ripple effect. And I saw what I said, and there was a ripple effect. And he didn't take it back at all. Which
no, he just said I shouldn't have said it. It kind of kept it to myself
no, he said,
and my people.
Yes.
And all the white women that hang out with me on boats and stuff. He's like, that's what I kind of would just do.
But how does that man think the world is not, like, why does he think it's flat?
You know, you go to Duke.
Look, man.
You're educated.
Were you a conspiracy theorist? Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No.
No, were you at some point in your life? Were you?
No.
No.
Like, I was, though, at one point in my life.
No.
That makes sense.
9/11,
no,
9/11
no, no, no.
Happened.
But no. I have not. I've become a non-conspiracy theorist because now I'll be like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, we're not even thinking rational about none of this shit.
Yeah, no.
No,
like 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz, whatever the fuck, they landed on
Buzz
the moon.
Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
They did the shit.
Yeah.
They definitely did it.
What you call it?
And it's some white people shit. So it's not like they did anything and conquered anything. These motherfuckers went to the moon and said, hey, and then came back on the boat and fucking boated their ass back.
People
to
think it's Stanley
United
Cooper.
States.
You know, people think it's Stanley Cooper is supposedly the one that directed it. And that's why I'm just giving you.
You know what I mean?
I was a conspiracy world
you know
for a while. In my
to be in
do
that
you
studio.
Have, do you hate on everything?
I'm not
don't
hating.
Do a slow turn
I'm actually.
To me.
I'm not
don't
hating.
Don't do a slow turn to me.
I'm actually.
Don't do a slow
I'm actually encouraging
don't
you
do
to
a slow
not
turn
hate
to me.
On these things, on 9/11, on the moon landing. I'm saying the shit happened. I'm not hating on it. I'm saying it is the actual real thing. And
so, are there any conspiracies that you be like, yo, believe in? Like JFK? Do you think that
white people hate black people?
That's not a conspiracy, though. I think that's
but I just want.
That's not a conspiracy.
But it's 100%.
I think that there's.
But so do you believe JFK? Well, Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK. I'm just trying to see.
That motherfucker didn't kill him.
Okay.
Not
oh,
a conspiracy
I don't
though.
Actually.
But that's not a conspiracy. That's like a.
You
like,
think that's like almost.
How's one person gonna kill a fucking president?
I think
there's almost. Martin King was killed by James Earl Ray.
Again.
No.
How does one person like no like when you, there's certain people that are powerful enough, or one person with nothing behind them doesn't get that off. So no, but I don't find that as that's not a conspiracy to me. Conspiracy is like we are hiding alien landings in Arizona or Reno, Nevada. Where the fuck did aliens land? In New Mexico.
I do believe that extraterrestrials have been here, though, but I don't know if we.
I know they've been here, but I think that you are very.
But I do love the reason the X-Files would say you're correct, but in the way that we envision it to have visited.
Yeah, it ain't like on. I think it's on some like we visited like not shit though. Like niggas be flying by like. Hey,
no, but I think that
kill some people though real quick.
Scientists we gonna would say fly that over. They visited in like microorganisms, or they lay dormant, and with the shift in climate.
I feel like you have a very myopic view of life if you think that there are millions of planets and millions of galaxies and no one else is fucking here. And the only reason why people think that shit is because of Christianity.
100%.
Like, if it wasn't because of Christianity, people would be like, oh, this is really dumb that these fucking planets. Why the fuck would there be a million planets floating around the world and the only fucking people, the only planet that has people on there that's breathing air drink is us? You fucking idiots. It's a religion thing. I ask people all the time, I'm like, man, like, you realize that, because you know my view on religion.
Yeah.
So it's very open and notorious. Yeah. I ask people, I'm like, did you know if your parents were fucking Muslims, your ass would fucking follow that religion. You know, if your parents were Buddhist, your ass would follow that religion. You know, you just like quote unquote lucked up into your religion. Like, you didn't study and earn it. Like, you fucking just was the way you were born, the way you were raised, that's what you are. So for you to like think that like your religion is the way it to be, you're an idiot. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Hey, people listening to this shit, if you really believe that your religion is the only way to go, you're fucking dumb. So email Daryl and Matt, tell them you fucking hate me. And that's
and
fine.
And also hit up Nikki on her Instagram if you'd
and
like
email
to
email Nikki too. And tell her that you hate me too. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you don't need to be so angry.
I don't understand how people like. How people really believe their religion is the right one.
Oh,
it's
no,
the
I agree.
Dumbest shit in the world. It's, you don't think that there's some other life form on some other planet? You know what, man? We went to Panama, right? And so we go to Panama, canoe, and go to some indigenous people there. And I'm like, so these motherfuckers haven't been exposed to Christianity, right? So is it the thing that, like, if you're not exposed to it, do you get a pass? And going to heaven. And if you get a pass, motherfucker, unexpose me. Nigga, if you get a pass going to heaven by being ignorant, I'm cool. Like, I'd rather be ignorant than fucking live the life I'm living and then just not do.
I agree with you.
Like, this is a fucking weird, religion's a weird concept. And if people really think about it, then you can't defend it.
But I think that religion is the same thing that, like, everybody's looking for that thing that allows them to create an equilibrium that is safe. That allows them to find answers to things that they cannot control and not have answers for. And humans are sophisticated. We are able to process information in ways that like no other being on this planet can process. And so religion allows you to explain the thing you can't explain. The problem is that dependent on where you are, or that, but dependent on where you are, shifts the narrative of where that answer comes from.
Man, look, the Bible is Game of Thrones. The fucking Old Testament is Dungeons and Dragons. Nigga, the Old Testament is Dungeons and Dragons. That shit is like for real, like motherfucker.
I was thinking that I had an idea of like changing the Bible and making it into like a script for a movie, and then
it'd be the best movie of all time.
And not tell nobody that it's the Bible.
It'd be the best movie. Like motherfucking, and these niggas is getting eaten by whales and chilling. Motherfucking, the world's flooding and you just building boats. And the boats include all the animals that fucking can fly away. If I can fly, why the fuck am I on your boat, nigga? Like, what the fuck am I? Bushes talking, niggas fighting lions. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with the whole Old Testament. Now, the New Testament, we can have a conversation about. Seriously. And it's also bullshit, but we can have a conversation about it.
That's a little bit more palatable.
Yeah, it's going to be a
conversation. No. The New Testament is bullshit because Paul wrote more.
Yeah, but at least we can have a conversation about it.
No. It's really one motherfucker that basically dictated all of what Christianity is. Paul.
At least I can say, Paul wrote most of the books in the New Testament. He wrote them to cities. And he wrote them to cities of people who were like waning on their belief in God, yeah. and he's trying to get them re-encouraged. I understand that. I can have a conversation about the New Testament because it's not Dungeons and Dragons. The Old Testament is Dungeons and motherfucking dragons. So you said, I can't talk to you about it. I can't talk about Moses getting fucking tablets written. And nigga, fuck. Nigga, if you so great, why don't you just make text then, nigga? So then Moses doesn't have to go up on mountains and fucking get tablets written.
Bill Burr was saying like the first five books of the Bible was just basically like suck my dick or something. God like said suck my dick.
Nah, that shit is real, dog. Like,
and then the next one is like, don't get your dick sucked. Like he said, the next five, like, don't get your dick sucked.
That shit is real, dog. But like for real, like if you
Oh no, it was George Carlin that said it, not Bill Burr. George Carlin said
no, I never.
George Carlin is like one of my favorite comedians.
George Carlin.
Dave Chappelle's the best of all time.
I actually really? Passed out of George Carlin.
Dave Chappelle's the best comedian of all
no,
time.
No, that I'm not worried about.
I mean, oh, George Carlin was great.
Okay.
George Carlin's the best.
Ever. Wait, so can we switch?
Yes.
And so, like, top five comedians.
Go ooh.
I like this. Okay, no, but ooh, I'm
going my number one is going to be, y'all going to be mad at my number one.
You get it.
It needs to be Dave Chappelle.
No, it's not.
No, it needs to be whatever he.
Mine's Chris Rock. Chris Rock is my number one.
So
he's put out better. He, like you now.
No, he hasn't put out better.
He's better stand. He's got better stand up specials though.
He has than, two better stand up. His two better stand ups are better than everything.
Yeah,
but that's every what other stand up he had does not hold up to Dave Chappelle.
I think I'm just gonna disagree with you and go with Daryl.
I mean,
Rock
I never,
has got like
I never,
heat, though,
I never
dog.
Need people to agree.
No,
with
but
and
like,
then Rock's
you Rock's think, shit is so fucking good.
When
like,
Chris
from
Rock,
day one, his shit is good. This? Now, I'm not talking about, like, people get old. Like, you got old, you don't do text, you call on the rotary. That's fine. And that's why, like.
Rock shit still is good Rock, now, though.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
When Chris Rock was hungry, he was the best comedian. I feel like Dave Chappelle stayed hungry longer because he took time off. Dave Chappelle.
I'm sorry.
But also, like, Dave had a longer road. Dave got fucked up earlier.
Yeah.
Chris Rock kind of had, he was up under Eddie for a second. Eddie kind of brought him into the game, knowing everything on the back end. So he kind of got like winged in a little bit.
With you on
and then he, but then Chris had a fucked up period after Saturday Night Live, and that's when Bring the Pain came out. But Dave Chappelle had because
so
you got to think Dave Chappelle came out. He was starting to do comedies at 14, and then he got I think his first deal at 19 for his own sitcom, and then he kind of fell off, and then so they both kind of got the same trajectory though, where they kind of have like a kind of not guys that.
Listen, man.
So like
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm gonna tell you somebody I won't have in my top five that people will be mad about.
Who?
Eddie Murphy's not in my
no,
top
Eddie Murphy's
five.
Not in my top five.
Eddie Murphy's not because he's not. Only got two. Because
George Collins over him and so is Richard Pryor.
Oh, so for sure.
But my so
that's
you ain't
four
got,
right
you
there.
Got, it's almost, you ain't got enough material.
But do you think that Eddie Murphy's want like Eddie Murphy's Raw was so?
It was good enough to put him in top seven.
It's one of the best stand-ups of all time.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying like that's the thing. Like it was that one thing. That shifted the whole game to make him that one.
Because Eddie's more acting comedy changed the game because he was the star. You got he's the first black star in Hollywood after Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier, Eddie Murphy. When you're talking about like stars in black Hollywood.
Sidney Poitier was like.
But I'm talking about Sidney Poitier's the first black star. Then it's Eddie Murphy.
Let me explain to you all. I'm just going to just throw this out there.
Let's do it.
And Dave Chappelle took time off.
This is a good time for you.
Dave Chappelle took time off. What? Text who?
What hey, come
whispering?
On, man.
Come on, man.
We're
on the mic.
On the show,
no, we're on the mic.
Listen, Dave Chappelle is the most nuanced.
Just if you wanted to know, that's a really great Eddie Murphy face. Right?
You silly.
Everybody, he's like pretty disgusted with me right now.
Dave
so
Chappelle
Daryl's face
is the most
is like
nuanced, linear,
not
joke teller of all time, and he says shit like. After the election, after everybody's mad because Trump's in office, he says shit like, because everybody knows that white women got Trump elected.
Mm-hmm.
And he says for shit sure. Like, white women, the reason y'all are fucked up because y'all were in on the heist, didn't like y'all piece of the cut. That shit is so fucking poignant and clever.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit, his Netflix special. That's the kind of shit that while Chris Rock, does a lot for black culture and his jokes for black culture his joke about like I like black people I don't like niggas is famous it's like
oh my god
famous.
That's the best
no it's the best but from linear clever thinking Dave Chappelle's AIDS joke AIDS came from monkey joke lasted 8 minutes, and it's the funniest fucking shit I've ever heard.
I mean, now it's the funniest shit I've ever heard. I would say Dave's deepest joke is the one where he has a little small club on the Netflix, yep, where he talks about why he left, yep, the game, knowing he's talking, yep, about the whole pimp story. I agree. And yes. It wasn't, yeah, necessarily funny.
No,
it
it's real.
It's just a great story.
It's real. Dave Chappelle reminds me of why I don't fuck with Kevin Hart. Dave Chappelle makes me not fuck with Kevin Hart.
Because
I'm like, nigga,
that.
You're telling jokes, and this nigga's telling, like, life. He's telling life and making it funny, and you're going home writing jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, all these motherfuckers write, but Dave Chappelle is for real, like, taking a synopsis of, like, what ails Black America and making it fucking funny.
But I feel
and
like
making
Chris
it uncomfortable.
Did the same thing.
He does. No, we're not arguing. No,
what makes them?
I don't begrudge you. It's like Biggie. It's like Biggie, Jay-Z, Tupac. Oh, okay. I don't give a fuck what you like. I like Biggie. Somebody's like Tupac. I'm fine with that. Like, they're both awesome. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm not dabbing you on that. I am with you Negroes too much.
I don't care.
You Tupac person.
No, but I just said. Oh, I was like, I'm that guy.
No, I'm saying
I don't mind the argument.
I'm a girl.
I think it's ridiculous.
But no, I think that those comedians, them two, have put themselves so much. They don't give a fuck about the Kevin Hart money. They can get money whenever they want to.
Right.
They're in a Jerry Seinfeld bag.
Well,
where they can just show up in any city and go get a bag.
Yeah, they're the Beatles. They're Prince.
Yeah,
they're Prince.
But
they
Kevin
can show
Hart,
up anywhere.
Kevin Hart, to an extent.
Kevin Hart's Michael Jackson.
He's only got a certain amount of run.
Kevin Hart's Michael Jackson. Dave Chappelle's Prince. That's what it is, dog. Yes. Kevin Hart is beloved by everyone.
Oh yeah.
And he does his thing, and he's accepted by everyone. Prince was very alternative, but you had to have a certain palate to fuck with him. But the people that fuck with him harder than everything. Dave Chappelle is Prince. That motherfucker is doing his goddamn thing.
When he
wants to do it. If that nigga came here right now and said, I'm coming to your house and I'm going to fucking do a comedy show. Nigga, I could put out one call.
No.
This shit would
be packed.
Packed.
Wall to wall. My boy sitting on the windowsills
packed.
And everything.
Packed, my nigga. Kevin Hart could do it, and it would probably be packed, but it'd be a different crowd.
See, what now that's, we can go into the whole Kevin Hart, like the Mike Epps beef, the Cat Williams beef and all that. That's a great segue. Shout out to Javon, man. My boy Javon Bibbs out in New York doing his thing, hustling. So we was talking on the phone, man. Because Mike Epps, did you see Mike Epps' interview this week?
Nah.
He did. He went on the Breakfast Club this week.
We do hate on Kevin Hart.
Yeah. And he was like.
Why would you hate on Kevin Hart?
He was just like, man, he was like. He's like, and he's real cool with Mike, though. He's real cool. Like, Javon is opening up for Mike, a whole bunch of cities.
Mike's
everything.
Not funny. He's funny on
he's funny on movies.
He's funny on movies.
He's not good at fucking stand up.
He's not funny in
stand up.
Mike, like Tiffany Haddish, motherfuckers be hating on me because I don't fuck with Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, nigga, go.
Tiffany Haddish is
put up her Netflix fucking and then tell me what's funny. Find me the joke that's funny so I can say, you know what, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
But she's funny in movies as fuck.
Oh, she's great in movies.
Like, super funny.
She's great in movies.
Oh, look at my daughter's calling. It's my daughter she's calling.
She's great in movies, though. But my thing is, though, like, and me and Javon talked about, and me and Vernon talked about, too, like, why are we having this discussion with these comedians in an open public situation? Why are y'all beefing in a public domain?
Right. Why are you hating?
Why are we not going to Martin Crib or Eddie Crib, and we just hash it out, we figure this shit out, though, and if we want to beef, we can beef there and do what we gotta do. Though, why are we having this in front of? Because because now all this shit is. Before though, it was Black consumption on the radio. With all that shit, it was Black music. It was Black radio. All this shit is fucking consumption for every fucking body.
Yep.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Anything that comes out though, they watching this shit just as much as we are.
I mean, I feel like there's no reason for Mike Epps to hate on Kevin Hart other than jealousy.
Yeah.
I also think that, like, there's no, like, Kevin Hart is like big as. He's the rock. Like, he's like,
you can't stop him.
You can't stop him.
You can't stop him.
He also isn't like, I mean, I used to hate on him, and then I watched.
Why?
Well, I mean, okay, so hold on. I'm about to get there.
All right, I'm sorry.
So I used to hate on him, and then I saw a couple of his specials, and I thought he was funny as
No, he's funny. He's just not clever.
Not clever, but he's like,
it's not intelligent.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
it is clever, but it's not
but
intelligent.
It's
right, but it's
like
good.
Everything everybody can relate to. Like,
right.
The
he's the Dane Cook of like.
Like, the story he
nah,
tells
better than
about.
Dane. I'm not going to insult
no,
that nigga like that.
He
he's better than Dane Cook.
You think he's better than Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Oh,
by far.
Yes.
Come
Jesus.
On, dog. Okay. He's not doing the AIDS came from monkey joke, but he's taking his personal experiences and making them real funny.
Okay. I'm like, just saying, but
Dave Chappelle's
but
deep.
Is on that. I like.
No, that's not how this. Okay, Kevin Hart's funny.
I won't
do
that. I won't respect that. Kevin Hart like that. But I'm with you.
But I think so. I don't know what's the show where he's talking about he's hanging out with Rich, like he's hanging with like a bunch of basketball players.
When he's talking about with him is him Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony at the bar or club
like,
or something like that.
I found that to be the funniest.
No, he's funny.
Yeah, but that was my first like because before then I used to hate on him.
No, he's funny.
I thought he was
he's
like,
funny. He's funny, man.
He
but
is.
But he's
like,
not gonna give you. It's not thought provoking, is what he's.
Yeah,
saying.
He's like Migos. He's like.
Word.
He's like.
I thought he was a.
He's Migos. I don't understand your fucking sign language.
Like Migos got some dope song. Like I love white.
He's
tea.
Fucking Migos. It's like. It's like.
Have you heard Narcos? That is my shit.
But yeah, but I'm not like being. I'm not. My intelligence is not being overwhelmed.
No,
I'm just like,
yeah,
oh,
different.
These niggas have a beat and they're making a hook.
Tell you that
that's what Kevin Hart is.
For like.
No, Kevin Hart is,
which is different
dope.
Than yours.
What?
See, old. I think I like Gerard Carmichael too, though.
No, he's fucking his Showtime special. No, his Showtime special.
No.
Was funny
really?
As fuck.
Oh my god,
that shit was like that
dude,
shit was
his
so.
His TV show is fucking good to me.
Yeah, his TV show was good, but it had a laugh track.
Oh yeah,
funny.
But I'm saying, but that fucking
no.
I don't like laugh.
I don't like
no.
laugh tracks.
No,
no,
no, no, no.
That's how Tiffany Haddish got her start, by the way.
Yeah, which I don't.
Well,
Tiffany Haddish was good. She was good on there.
She was.
She was good on there.
Well, I'm out. I can't even.
Lil
like,
Rel was good on there.
Get...
Like it was like a great cast with that man. David Allen Greer.
You got David Allen Greer.
Loretta
Devine. Like what
like,
did you
dude,
like about that
cast
show?
Was stellar.
And it employed all black people. What did you like about that?
Oh, that's great. So you know what, Tyler Perry, you and your crew.
No, Tyler Perry.
No, we can't go
there.
We can't go
there. Tyler Perry's
like
my least
favorite. That's what you're talking about.
So you think you're comparing the Carmichael show to Tyler Perry movies?
I think it's all.
No.
No. Carmichael Show dealt with it. Oh, and his girl was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, she was everything.
She was Ice Cube's daughter in 22 Jump Street.
I didn't see that shit, but she was fine as fuck.
Hey, them 22 and Jump Street's a funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, no.
Agree to disagree.
They're funny.
You're lying.
They're funny as hell.
Shane,
I didn't think they were going to be funny.
Shane Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Yo, that shit's funny, though, dog. I did not think it was going to be funny, though. I ain't going to front. I didn't think it was going to be funny. They were funny, dude.
Listen. Let me just
yes.
wrap this.
So other five, some other uncut, like your top five.
Dave Chappelle number one, Chris Rock. No, fuck that. Richard Pryor number two, Chris Rock number three, George Carlin number four. No, don't text him. George Carlin number four, number five. It's gonna make motherfuckers mad. But he was so funny to me. Bernie fucking Mac, dog. Bernie Mac.
That's a good one. That's
you know what happened?
Now his show is good. And his stand-up was good.
You know what happened with Bernie Mac, man?
Steve Harvey fucked up his career?
Nah, Steve Harvey's
yes.
a coon. Fuck him. Bernie Mac, I'm on some fuck people
that?
Shit. I'm on fuck people shit right now. Bernie Mac on fucking Def Comedy Jam. I feel like that was the all-star of comedians, and Bernie Mac was the star of the whole thing. Bernie Mac's segment, he had two segments on Def Comedy Jam, if I'm not mistaken. And both were hilarious. And, like, for me, that's... If you can go on Def Comedy Jam and destroy it, and, like, what was Def Comedy Jam? Like, 1992? What was that?
Oh, when he went on there? That was, like, the 1993.
Yeah, like, Bernie Mac destroyed...
You know what?
There are some segments...
Google,
no, I don't need Google because I have it in my memory. Well,
no,
I
it's 1993.
Like, so it was him. It was Bernie Mac who destroyed it. Earthquake destroyed his segment. Oh. What's that motherfucker on the Tom Joyner show that used to be on there?
J. Anthony Brown.
Destroyed it. That motherfucker, that Kool-Aid for my family joke is one of my favorite jokes of all time.
Oh, it's
one of my favorite jokes of all time. Dave Chappelle destroyed
it.
What year did you say? 92. Yeah, you looked it up and you're like, God damn, this motherfucker need Google. Yeah, I know how old I was when Def Comedy Jam was out.
Just so everybody knows that. Brandon was correct.
Always.
100%.
Yeah. Would you remember, like, there was motherfuckers on there that wasn't good like that month. You remember that motherfucker, the cowboy, had it was a hamburger?
Hamburger. You
talking about, yeah. Like, there was people that weren't good.
Hamburger.
Right. So I remember people that were good. Like, Bill Bellamy with his low sell and the pager joke.
No.
But, hey.
He's like, let me call Sharika.
What is Bill Bellamy doing?
You know what ruined Bill Bellamy? Let me see if you can figure this out. You know what ruined Bill Bellamy for all of black America?
How to be a player?
Nope, that made him a hero.
No, it made him a hero.
I want you to think about this. It shouldn't
Love
take
Jones?
Long. Yes. Love Jones ruined
because
Bill Bellamy for black
became a villain.
His character was
eyes.
So despicable. Because, nigga, like,
I
don't mind. I
don't
mind my girl. If my girl, like, if we don't have an exclusive relationship and you fucking,
but you can't fuck my boy. Like, that can't happen. Like, and my boy, no, let me change that. You can fuck my boy can't fuck you. Like, if we got a non-exclusive relationship, you do what the fuck you want to do. Go fuck everybody. But my boy can't fuck you. Bill Bellamy was despicable, and he was greasy. This nigga had an S-curl. That shit was dripping down his face. Like, there was too much going on.
I can see how they.
No, they ruined that nigga's career. Went nowhere after that.
Was Love Jones before How to Be a
Player? Love Jones was after, motherfucker.
No, Love Jones before How to Be a Player.
Let's Google this shit.
Love Jones before How to Be a Player.
Let's Google.
Everybody Googles
up. Now I'm Googling. Which one are you Googling?
I'm going to Google How to Be a
Player. Love Jones was my freshman year in college, for sure.
How to Be a Player was like my senior year in high school.
Well, nigga, we're different ages. So
right, but I'm saying though, Love Jones while I was in high
school. Love Jones 97. When's How to Be a Player?
I think Love How to Play is in 98.
We're going to figure this out. You know, it's I made out with Lockable Heroes.
Is she still crazy though?
No, I mean, I was in fucking middle school, so who cares? But okay. They both say 97 on here.
I think, well.
Damn, How to Be a Player only got 14% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, that's important.
Man, Rotten Tomatoes is hating. How to Be a Player was the shit.
I love How to Be a Player, man.
They both came out in 97. Wait a minute. Well, nigga, then. Look, release date for How to Be a Player is March 97. Mm-hmm. No, Love Jones is
March. And what you call it, like summer. Summer is How Do You Play a Summer.
All right, so let's be clear. They came out at the same time, but they both was in the can. Let me be.
He filled them at the same time.
You know what? I like to admit when I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm wrong.
I'm
never wrong. But when I am, I admit it.
I didn't mean that.
Love Jones came out, was released after How to Be a Player. They were released so close in date
that people couldn't
that people
even.
Just was like, nah, motherfucker. Like, nah, I'm not fucking with Bill Bellamy.
All right, Nikki, who's your top five comedians?
Dylan.
But I'm afraid to say it and get it, like, okay.
No, this only did.
So, I hate, because you hate when I preface stuff, so I'm just going to say, like, Chris Rock for me,
this is your time.
All things.
Your stage.
I saw him in person, in concert. I think that
when you saw him just for the last run?
No, the first time I saw him was when he did Bigger and Blacker. And that shit, like, was awful.
Wow, okay.
Like, it was... I mean, the next day, I felt like I had done a, like, 5-hour ab workout. Like, I couldn't move. Nobody laughs that hard. Like, I was on the OJ. Like, I wouldn't have killed her, but I understand. Like, that, like, he was brilliant, and he was risky, and he was fucking brilliant. Like, for me, I feel like he was my Richard Pryor for my parents.
Okay, yeah.
And he was fucking brilliant. So I will tell you that my second up is Bernie Mac, and not wouldn't have been my first up. So when, what did they do? The Kings of Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the theater.
The Kings
of Comedy. And I thought everybody was funny. Like, Steve Harvey, who I despise right now. Like, I'm not a fan of.
Steve Harvey's not funny.
Like, he's terrible. Yes.
He's not funny, though.
Because he's a cool.
And D.L. Hughley, which I do love. Like, he's fine.
Like, attractive?
No. I mean, he's fine. Huh. Like,
he's a good king.
When you have a date with someone and someone says how to go, it was fine.
I'm just asking.
Which is not a good thing, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I remember being in the theater and, like, Bernie Mac's skit, his segment was so offensive to me. And I didn't get it. And then, like, I don't know what happened between when I saw it in the theater and the second time I saw it. And I feel like...
He changed his
skit. No, I feel like it was me. I feel like maybe he was older.
Experienced, like, a little bit more.
But it doesn't matter because, like, the second time I saw it, I felt like it was the funniest shit I had ever seen. And I missed it because, like, I don't know. I think I was being pious about, you know, you beat your kids to the white meat shows.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But when I saw it the next time in my house, like, without ever other people around, I thought that Bernie Mac shit was so funny. And then I went and saw all the rest of his stuff. And I thought he was so good. And I used to, every day I would come home, my mom's no longer with me, but, like, I would come home and watch Def Comedy Jam, and then I would watch the BET
Comic
View.
With DL. Which,
yes, with DL.
Or Sid.
Yes. And my mom and I would watch it. It came on at 6:30 every, like, you know, Thursdays or whatever. And I loved every moment of that. And I think that there's some stuff you have to age into to get.
100% right? Agree.
And I don't know what it was that, for me, found him offensive that first time versus, like, 2 years later, finding it to be the most hilarious shit I had ever heard. Like, I mean, we talk about, I mean, the motherfucker skit, when he says motherfucker is a noun, a verb, and an adjective, and then he gives a skit about, like, I'm gonna call that motherfucker James. Like, that is the best shit. Like, because it's true. And if you have ever been in any, I mean, I'm from Baltimore, St. Louis, and Detroit. And motherfucker and James is, like, synonymous with anything, any conversation that has ever happened in Detroit, Baltimore, and St. Louis. And I don't know, like, for me, it was just, like, I felt like Bernie was, he was great. Steve Harvey, I cannot get with. Yeah. I love Richard Pryor. And I don't know that I understood him early. Like, my parents are hippies. Yeah.
Watch
so.
It again.
No, I mean, but I'm saying now I do, but, like, so, but number one will always be, which is hard for me because I was disappointed. So I went to Chris Rock when he on his recent tour, and I wasn't fulfilled, but I think it wasn't about me. I think it was about him, which, fine. So he was at the Peabody, and it was good, but it wasn't, like, I didn't laugh.
What do you mean by, like?
Like, I can't explain it. Like, I thought Chris Rock's stand-up was good, but it was serious, and it was, it was contemplative, and it was difficult, but it wasn't what I had seen. I mean, it wasn't CR, it wasn't Bigger and Blacker, like, it wasn't that.
That's for the tambourine one, right?
What's that?
News one?
Yes.
I mean, he's getting over divorce and shit, man.
Right. No, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, for me, it was good. Yeah. Like, I thought, like, we enjoyed ourselves, but I live Bigger and Blacker, losing my mind. I laughed for 2 hours. Lost my fucking mind.
I love Never Scared, though, a lot.
Oh, Never Scared, but I wasn't there. I'm
Never
just saying,
scared.
Like,
I saw Never Scared in Jersey.
Never Scared was the shit.
I saw Never Scared in Jersey when he filmed it. And I remember
was Never Scared the one where he talks about crackheads, like, where do you hide your shit?
No, he was the one talking about the Ludacris song. He was like, move, bitch,
get out the way. He was like, you up in the club, and like, but he ain't talking about me. But he ain't talking about me. Because his shit for me was like everything we had ever talked about in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, when you sit down with your friends, your boys, whatever, Chris Rock was that. I will say, though, I met Kevin Hart 3 months ago, and it blew my mind, his humility, which I wasn't expecting.
But that's how his business is done, though.
No, but I'm saying, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm in fundraising, so for me, it's really difficult for me to see authenticity. Like, I find bullshit quick. So when you can be, when I can find you to be approachable or palatable.
Then it's like, wow.
Okay. And so I mentioned that I'm from Baltimore. And my dad has a center that's in the heart of Baltimore, which is called Shake and Bake. And the center is really centered around providing for families and youth and in, like, one of the most depressed sections in Baltimore. And so we reopened our center, and so we go with the mayor of Baltimore, and then we end up, like, going to the Kevin Hart show, and we meet with him afterwards. And what I did find was that, for me, it was like he knew exactly what was plaguing Baltimore. He asked really, like, probing questions. It wasn't like shaking hands and, oh,
kiss
that baby. Sounds great.
Let me kiss that
kiss
baby.
Some babies and whatever. Like, he said, he was like, so you just opened up Shake and Bake in this area. So what's next? Like, what are you going to do to make sure that kids are accessing programs that will allow them to move from elementary school through high school? Like, that's not a question. Like, the answer you're going to receive from that is in, like, short, right? So, like, you don't ask that question. It's a complicated question to answer.
But that's a real question to, like, yo, I really want to know something. You need to holler.
Right. Mm-hmm. You need to holler at me about something, which is what, like, you know, so my dad and the mayor, they were fantastic. But it was the first, I mean, like, you know, Kevin Hart, for me, like, not that he is,
What was this?
No, it's just different.
What was this
pause
you just took?
Well, Steve Harvey is like...
Steve Harvey's a coon.
I know, but I liked him in Kings of Comedy.
You just push a T?
You said what?
You just push a T. Ooh.
Why?
Because, you know, Pusha T did that on... I guess he found out about like 2 weeks ago about the... The story of Adon or whatever. When yeah. Like Steve Harvey suing wearing nigga. And he just heard it. Just seems like, who the fuck is a Pusha T?
Dude, Steve Harvey's not funny. Like, of the Kings of Comedy, he was the least funny.
No, do you know the real story about what happened with them, though?
No, I actually don't.
So, you know, he got booed in so many cities. Guy Tori was the original host of the Kings of Comedy.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Guy Tori was the original host of Kings
he
of Comedy.
He was.
Steve Harvey was getting booed in a whole bunch of
Where
cities.
Where is Guy Tori?
He's still
being funnier than Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Yes.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Way funnier than Steve Harvey. So, Steve Harvey was getting booed. So they know Steve Harvey did Showtime at Palo, so they was like, well, Steve was like, well, let me host it and stuff, though. So he got two or three good sessions of comedy he can do that he can keep the crowd popping with and everything. That's why Guy Tori got off the tour. Guy Tori was the host of the original Kings of Comedy tour.
Well, so they just booted him for Steve?
Yeah, because Steve Harvey ended up being host.
Man, Steve Harvey is like everything I hate and black men who need white approval. Like I have this thing about black men who don't feel like they've made it until a white man tells them they've made it. It's the worst fucking thing you can do, mm-hmm. And it's also the worst thing you can do around me. Cause I'm gonna call you out on that shit. Like, fuck. Like this nigga. Like he needs like people. Oh, you know what? I don't know if your people might not like the word nigga. I love it. So, no, I want to be clear that how much I love it. It's my favorite word. Two shorts is bitch, mine is nigga.
Yeah.
So, like, Steve Harvey, man, it's like this dude does not feel, and I feel like you can make it in a white world without needing white approval. Like, I feel like, what's your boy on Kelly and, what's your boy? The play for the Giants. I feel like Michael Strahan, like, passively sticks his fingers up at fucking white people, but still plays the game and does his thing. And I feel like you can do that because you're not going to win in this world without white people.
Yeah.
But you can fucking do it in a way that still stays true to your culture.
Yeah.
And still, like, you're not, you can embrace people from other cultures without needing them. This motherfucker, Steve Harvey, man, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Do you know how you look? You look like what them Sambo, cooning ass motherfuckers. Like, this is what you look like.
I mean, that's what, you know, that's what him and Bernie Mac was not cool when Bernie Mac died.
Well,
and if you go and look at the Bernie Mac's funeral, he the main nigga, someone crying and shit, though. Because, so what happened was, behind the scenes was, Steve Harvey won that role in the Ocean's movies.
What role?
The Bernie Mac
play, right.
And he was like, he was called hating on Bernie, talking about Bernie, you know, blah, 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 whatever reason he wanted to hit on this boy or whatever. And Bernie, but this nigga ain't doing that for real. But said in DL, talking about, like, yeah, like, they weren't fucking, Bernie was not fucking with him at all. Man. And that's the reason they didn't do a Kings of Comedy again, though, because Bernie's like, fuck that nigga. I'll go with y'all two niggas, but I ain't fucking with him.
Yeah,
so you see when they go on tour, though, it's said in DL, they brought around, well, Charlie Murphy, and then they had they ain't had Steve on that shit.
Yeah, man, Steve Harvey sucks. That motherfucker's terrible, dog. I've never seen his show, but I'm assuming it's terrible, too.
Somebody's talk show?
Yeah, that shit's some coonery, too.
Yeah, it's...
Yes.
I mean, it's basically...
I don't know it, but I'm sure it's coonery.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying to think of giving you a description. It's like Oprah... How you think that will be Oprah in 2018, even though Oprah said, fuck the white man on a certain extent, though I got my own shit? and I'm, you know, or whatever. And he stopped his show, though. His show got canceled, whatever.
Oh, there's no more Harvey show?
Yeah, it's this last season of it.
Oh, good. Jimmy, no season of it.
And then, like, he wish he could be, because Steve can feel good, I guess, about his money and where he is. Steve would never be good in the hood like Bernie was, though.
No.
He ain't never be good like DL.
He's a poser. He's never
good like Sad is.
He's a poser.
In the hood. He's never going to be good like them.
And he has six button suits. And I will, like, I'm not professing to be a fashionista or whatever. Yeah, but, fuck. I mean, nigga, there's a button in it.
I just had an argument the other day, though. I was telling somebody I don't trust nobody to wear they top button on they shirts.
Nigga, it's the worst, dog.
Somebody, it's the new style. I'm like, nah, I don't care.
It's the worst.
You a 35-year-old man wearing it's a the thing worst. Like that, though. I don't trust you.
It's the worst, dog. Are people that, like, button their top button on their suit. You don't trust Kawhi?
No.
Oh, you don't trust Kawhi Leonard,
dog? No. I don't trust any man over age of 25 with braids.
What if he keeps them neat, though?
I don't care. Any man over 25 should not have braids. Go get them dreaded. Go do something else. Move on to something else, pimp.
So Kawhi has dreads you fuck with him?
Yeah.
But the braids?
No, man. Braids are a constant thing. That means every 4 to 6 days I have braids. That's every 4 to 6 days I got to get them redone. That's true. I can't trust you with that. So that means you might not come to practice because you got to go get your braids done.
That's true.
You ain't gonna come to work because I got to get 6 hours on my braids, though, because my braids down on my back.
That's true.
Can't trust that. That's what, look at AI. Well, you trust AI?
I do.
Do you?
I mean, to, like, leave my basketball team.
No, I'm talking about that. In general. Like, you like, hey, I'm like, hey, look here, I got this business opportunity for us, though. It's in the casinos I began with.
I'm
going to
be
Detroit.
Honest. I don't trust too many niggas with business opportunities. So that's...
Yeah, cut that out at the beginning, though.
Yeah, I don't trust too many people, period. So definitely not with business opportunities. But, yeah, I don't know that his cornrows... You know what? As I'm having... As this sentence is forming in my head... Cornrows might stop me from doing business with you.
Yes, you do.
Nah, I just think about it. Like, listen, nigga, I'm telling you, you're right. So don't fucking egg it on. Yeah, I'm like, and now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, nigga, if I'm at the table signing the contract, does my partner have cornrows? I feel like that nigga doesn't. I feel like
in every situation.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't.
Like, okay, cool. He got dreads.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't. Nah.
Because it's not a real dedication to whatever style you got.
Yeah, no cornrows. All right, fair enough.
You might not show to me. You might not know anything. So, Nikki, we do have a relationship corner for the show. Since you're a woman, we will throw this to you.
Yes.
Somebody asked a question about relationship?
Yeah, we people ask all kinds of
I think stuff. That probably it would be great if both Brandon and I answered.
Right.
Not for you. It's not a question for you. This is
it's a general question.
Right, but I'm saying I think it's because of both of us answering.
Me and Matt are degenerate, so we really don't answer the relationship questions. We have a woman, we might as well let you get on. And then I can be the degenerate after you, because I let you be the gateway to answer this question.
Okay.
Go on.
This I'm not even going to put your name, my man, because you got to put your government here in an email. S. Stevens. He says, shout out to the scenario. I love y'all show and what y'all doing for the culture. Or whatnot, but I know y'all are doing what y'all can. I know Daryl is married and Matt is living the halfway single life. Shout out to the King of the North. That's what Matt calls himself, the King of the North.
That's stupid.
Look, man, why ain't no King of the North?
Keep it going. I'm gonna text him right now and say that you're stupid. Stupid.
So I'm in a situation with a young lady. I've been dealing with her for like a year and a half, off and on, but I wanted to be more. But she constantly kind of pushes me off. We have sex every now and then, but she never wants it to be any more than what it is.
I mean, why are you... I don't even... Why are you...
Y'all horrible. Look. See.
I mean, why are you with her?
She's fucking a degenerate.
She is terrible.
Yeah, let her be.
My original answer, she's fucking with a dope dealer right now.
She's fucking with somebody that's not you.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, she's you are never going to be her thing.
Yeah, period.
You right. will never be that thing. So go. Why stay?
Yeah.
Why stay?
I have no words for that. Like, I've never seen a man give his all and be like, like I want to do. I want it to be more.
But the woman rejected, like,
okay. I've never seen
that
before in my life.
I'm sorry. To the person who just sent that, I
wasn't apologize. That S. Stevens?
Yeah, S. Stevens, babe. Look. Hey. The thing is you should never, early on, you should never have to work that hard. Maintenance is where the work happens. And if you're giving more than you feel like you're receiving, an emotional or physical or financial, then it can't be sustainable. It just can't be. Like, whatever we all believe to be, that's like, love does not carry all. That's fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. And the thing about relationships is that it takes an enormous amount of emotional strength, and it takes an enormous amount of emotional patience. And if you can't be in a relationship where financially and emotionally and physically you feel like you're giving and receiving in equal ways, not at equal times, that's different, but in equal ways, then it won't work. It just won't work. It can't work.
Listen, my nigga, if you put a year and a half in and she's not giving you her all, then she's fucking somebody else. So
I mean, she's go get a couple side pieces.
People that listen to a lot of different movies, like the Notebook and all that shit.
Oh, who the fuck is watching that? Look, taking notes.
Look here, man. The streets is fucked up out here, though, all right? So.
But no, I'm serious. Like,
dog, when is a man fucking giving a woman her all and she's into him and she doesn't say, I'm going to meet you where you come? When does that ever happen? And I'm not on some sexist shit.
You're just saying that just because of like a woman, if she's like fucking with you, she's going
to fuck like, no, nah, if a woman is like, if I got to understand, I'm all for women doing what they do and like dudes doing what they do. But like, if you give a woman your all and you're like, I want more, if a woman doesn't respond with me too, not hashtag, but just me too.
Not the hashtag. Just, that's addition, like the comma, the me too comma. All
right, man. All your people gonna hate me. I don't give a fuck, but whatever. Anyway, she's cheating on him.
That's. I mean, no, they're not together from what the email you're saying, though.
It sounds like they're together. They've been fucking for a year and a half. That's together.
He said off and on, though. He said she never
gets... If you fuck somebody for a year and a half, you're that. If she saw him out with another woman, she'd be mad. But he gonna see her out with another man, and she gonna play that shit off. Women are good playing shit off. Dog, she's fucking somebody else. Hey, what's his name? Stevens, whatever. She's fucking somebody else. Let that be. Let it go. Or just start fucking somebody else. Then everybody can be fucking somebody else.
Then we can keep being a lame.
Yeah, then we're good. Like, I don't need you. I don't need to trust you.
And these are some of our younger listeners, though. I'm assuming there's, you know, the younger cat, though, trying to get his game up.
Man, listen, if you
don't look at him as an old ass motherfucker like us, though, like how, you know, he could be.
Nigga, I'm young.
He was a young dude, though, trying to get his game up.
I'm young. If you are relying on one person for pussy, mm-hmm. and that person is not providing you with pussy, for whatever reason, unbeknownst to you, then my nigga, you need someone else to give you pussy. Like, that's a very logical assessment of his situation.
This is a tidbit that women are going to be mad at us for.
I don't give a fuck. How many of your listeners I'm fucking? None. I don't care.
No, that's real. That's real shit, though.
I would say that for women. If you are relying on a man for dick and he's fucking somebody else, so he doesn't need to fuck you, then you need to get some dick from somewhere else. It's not some fucking gender shit. It's like, shit makes sense.
If you get an attention on what you want and what you need from somebody on a certain level, especially on that early level like that, they only get only a year and a half, is my thing. It's like,
a year and a half is a long ass time, though, my nigga, to be fucking.
Like a year and a half. He said off and on, though.
But that's still a long time. Off and on means like, I'm fucking you, you're fucking me. Like, you did something I didn't like, so we took a month or two off. Then we got back together. Like, that shit is like a long ass time to fuck with somebody and not understand what the play is.
Yeah, and you're constantly like, yo, we gonna be together.
And the play doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like y'all together. Y'all can have an understanding. It doesn't matter, but y'all should know the play.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. This shit is not... Man, fuck your listeners, dude. Fuck that shit, dude. That shit that I'm saying is real.
It's real.
Fuck that shit. This motherfucker's eating all my snacks. Nikki's just walking around eating my snacks. Oh, that was my daughter's snacks. She gonna fuck with you. Hey, I'm about to text my daughter and be like, hey, Nikki about to.
That was a good
discussion.
I can go back into the archives if you want another one.
No, that was good. We don't need to go back into the archives. That was good. He's gonna cut half his shit anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna chop it off.
So definitely, Nikki, let him know when he gets up again.
Put your phone down.
Where can hit you up again on Instagram?
I'm sorry.
Where can hit you up on Instagram again?
Kiki. Is it K-I-K-I?
Kiki what?
Is it K-I-K-I?
Yeah.
But you was Kiki before the song, so I fuck with you.
I was Kiki like 10 years ago.
I mean, I'm giving you a credit, nigga. Don't run with it.
Because people asking,
hit me up nowhere. Hit me up on this. Hit me up and tell me you hate me. Tell Daryl and Matt that you hate me.
Hit us up straight on
gmail.com. We still gonna be here drinking. So whatever.
Kiki Dowdy.
Dude, no one knows how to spell Dowdy.
Dowdy.
I'm just helping you.
It could have been Dowdy.
Well, it's not.
Or it could have been anything. So fucking tell people how to spell it.
It's Kiki.
Hey, you know what? Nikki looks good today, dude.
Yes, she do. She's looking fly.
Nikki, you look good.
She's looking fly.
Like, for real.
You look fly.
I feel like this is going to come across wrong because people don't understand you like my sister. But
no, you look fly.
If somebody came to me and said, hey, what's up with your girl? I'd be like, you know what? I understand why you're asking that question.
Your girl's
amazing. And fuck you. Don't ask me questions about my girl.
I love sports. I don't like to talk, and I'm not emotionally available. That's amazing.
It is.
Don't do that because then niggas going to be like, hey,
she doesn't love sports and she doesn't like to talk and she's not emotionally available. All those things are true.
Yeah, no,
like, my nigga, those are very true things.
No. But I'm just gonna do this as a sanitation manager in Pittsburgh. Like, shit, I was in this podcast.
Nikki ain't bougie. If that nigga's like handsome and fucking about his life, then cool. Yeah, that's like, and first of all, nigga, sanitation managers make more than a lot of people.
Let's explore this.
What are we doing?
Let's go. I want to go here.
You don't want what?
Men don't want what now?
I don't think that that's actually what men want. And yeah. I mean, it's not up to me for that to be the case, but it is what I am.
Men definitely want a woman to like sports.
Yes, but I don't think that men, because I do think, let me backtrack. So I have a lot of male friends, and I find you all to be like beautiful humans who are actually emotionally very in touch.
Me the most.
Yes.
All right.
And when it comes down to it, the thing that you think you want isn't actually what you want. And so I'm not actually the thing that men want. Follow me on this.
Okay.
So I do think that men, so let's have this conversation around marriage and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a shackle, but commitment is a choice. And men make the choice. I see men make that choice all the time to commit, to say, I am with someone, I want someone. And when they are forced into something, when they are made to succumb to something, it shifts the integrity of that, it shifts the intention of that. And I think that men are actually really vulnerable and sensitive individuals. It just takes quite a bit of time. I'm not that person. Like, I don't want marriage. I like commitment, but I'm not good at talking about my feelings or like what you need or what I need. I feel like those things should come organically and somehow you both figure itself out.
I'm just sitting here.
But I do think that men are beautiful humans, and the other problem for me is that I have been raised with men. I have seen all of your ins and outs of your relationships, and I have seen your like goodness and your badness and whatever. And so when I enter into something, I'm like CIA-ing it. Like, I'm like figuring out your intention and what you want and what you need and what I need. And like the initial piece for me is just like, you know, like not discovery for me. Like, I don't want to be in that space. So I'm not actually, I'm like, I
I should be the ideal. I'm probably not.
You are. You are, but the problem is that, here's the thing. If everything's in a vacuum, and like, if everything's in a vacuum and you're like, I like sports, I don't like talking about feelings, and like everything's good, then you're the perfect woman. Mm-hmm. The problem is you have feelings. So the fact that you don't want to talk about them becomes a barrier to our relationship.
I never want to talk about them.
Right, but that's a barrier.
Because I don't want to talk about them either.
No, but this is different. Here's the thing. I can have feelings.
If I never had to talk about feelings ever, it would be great.
Right, but it affects your behavior.
It doesn't. I just bounce.
No, it does.
I just leave.
That's a behavior.
That's your behavior.
No, you understand that you bouncing and leaving is an actual behavior. Like, you understand that, right? Like, it's like a... So if your goal is to have a successful relationship, then you can't say, I don't talk about feelings. You can say, I don't have feelings, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's great. That's like the perfect woman for me.
I have feelings, I just don't talk about.
I know.
And then I leave.
I know you. I'm very well aware of what you have. So, Daryl's going to probably cut all this shit, but maybe not. And I'm just telling you.
Are you closing out? Are we done?
No, he's going to, but I'm just telling you that having feelings and not talking about them is tantamount to like so for instance, so you know I'm just dealing with a loss, right? And so everybody knows I feel it, but I don't talk about it with anybody. But everybody knows I feel it. So the conversation that I have with everybody is basically like, motherfucker, you feel this shit. Nigga, why are we talking about sports when we could be talking about this? Because I know what's on your mind. Everyone you date knows what's on your mind, but they don't know how to address it with you because you don't know how to address it with them. So it's like a fucking fucked up ass situation because it's like these niggas just sitting here like, what the fuck? And you're sitting here like, I'm avoiding. But I'm going to have this shit on my mind and display the behavior that I know it's in the forefront of my mind.
That's what I'm just fucking the world.
I know, because I'm so good. I'm so smart. Hey, viewers. What are these readers, listeners? I'm smart. So, it's like I'm in a fucked up place at this very moment. Like, right now.
Yeah.
All my boys were here last night. Not you, Daryl, but you were invited. All my boys were here last night, and they're all like, motherfucker, you okay? And I'm like, nigga, no. Of course I'm not okay. But what the fuck? I don't want to talk about it. But then we're talking about, like, football and basketball. And they're like, nigga, why are we talking about this shit? When I clearly see what's on your mind. And I clearly see that we need to be talking about something else. So they want – so there's a disconnect between what they want from me and what I can provide them. That's what you are in a relationship. There's a complete disconnect. Because you want to be this person who does not talk about feelings, but if I'm dating you, I know you have them. So how the fuck are we not talking about it? How does that work?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's not my problem dating you. I'm just telling you that my...
But I will fuck you then.
Yeah, but...
That's not
the thing, though. I was kidding. It was a joke.
No, it's real. You probably would. No, but no, so no. Would like a million other women.
But you're saying that, though? Someone would have that perspective.
Is this my wine? This is a good bottle? Is it good?
Someone will have a perspective on it like, yo, wow, fucking good, though. It's all good. And
no, but I believe they do that because they feel like it's getting them closer to that.
And
no,
what's something
for me,
I want?
It's not a solution of having to talk about anything.
Pussy is fleeting. You realize that. That shit is
one thing
fleeting.
I've learned.
No, I don't believe that.
No, pussy
because
is
because if that was the case, then I would be the bomb-ass chick from the
show.
No,
what's something
I'm saying fleeting.
I'm going to give you something.
Like,
No, hold on. Mm-hmm. Give me one second. Mm-hmm. I'm saying... It's never that I led with. Like, for me, the value that I've always had, or that I feel for me, is that I'm smart
and you're
and funny, and I know sports.
And attractive and
funny. No, but I don't think that.
Yes,
so
I know, which is stupid as fuck.
So this part comes second. So that's the thing that, like, keeps someone. I'm like, oh, well, that's fine, because the other shit's, like, golden.
Dude.
Except that's the thing that, for me, is my thing. I'm smart. I'm funny. I give zero fucks. I don't get angry. I'm like, oh, whatever. Go do whatever. But I like love sports. I love these things. And I'm easygoing.
Yeah, but you have an emotion.
This is second.
But you,
third, fourth, fifth, maybe sixth.
But you have an emotion. And if you have an emotion, here's the thing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to express it.
Yeah,
so I may
know
have
that.
It, but I'm not equipped.
I've known you for 20 or 18 years.
I was raised by a wide receiver who has no intentions of ever being that person. And he has been my father for 38 years.
But he's been that person for somebody.
He was that person for my mother.
Right.
Yeah, but it was never like, I mean, I grew up in a family where, like, emotions were never something you...
Yes, but you need to... Here's the thing, man, because I don't want to, like... Again, Daryl's going to cut all this shit. This is my thing. You can't...
Actually, hold on. Let me go ahead and just off the now point. I ain't got to do a whole bunch of editing.
I mean, it's a good conversation.
Yeah. If we want to keep it, we can keep it.
That's a good conversation.
No, where are you going to cut?
No, I'm saying.
We can start some
no, I'm saying
else.
Whatever.
No, it's a good conversation. I'm not telling
I'm
you.
I'm cool with keeping
like,
it.
I mean, this isn't just not.
You want to go somewhere else?
No, I'm good with keeping this conversation.
Whatever. Going. Let's just keep going. You can
go.
Do what you're
going.
Doing.
Going.
Here's
go.
The thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Nikki, here's the thing. You can't, on one hand, say my worth is this, and one of my attributes is that I don't want to have conversations or have too many emotional conversations. But on the other hand, let emotions play a part in what the fuck you do in life. You can't do that. And emotions do play a part in the fuck. They play a part in what I do in life. So it's not fair to anybody you date. It's not fair. Because everybody you date... I mean, I can't speak for this motherfucker. I'm just telling you that, like, you can't do that shit. Like, you have to say, you have to take a risk.
Yeah, let's move on.
Brandon is saying too much truth.
Oh, well, let's find that on the air. Make sure you email us at straightolc@gmail.com.
And Kiki Dowdy.
And I'm that motherfucking nigga at gmail.com. I'm that motherfucking nigga at gmail.com.
There you go. Thank y'all for
that's not a real address. You know, you think it's available?
We don't have something else going
you think I'm that motherfucking nigga gmail.com is available?
Wait, are we done?
No.
Are we out?
No, no one has.
Are we done?
Yes, but can we find this out right now?
That was all of our I feel like we didn't even touch on the fight, and we didn't touch on last week Cowboys overtime situation. Like, I didn't think that we touched on
no one cares about that. No one cares about that.
Oh, that wasn't what we're... Okay.
But I'm already
good night, everybody.
I'm already logged in to Gmail.
I had that on my schedule, but we was flowing, so it's all good.
I'm already
sorry,
logged in to Gmail.
Sorry, everybody. But the Cowboys' last-minute decision was terrible. And also, the Canelo fight. I mean...
I was talking about the Khabib fight.
Do I have to sign out to log on to imthatmotherfuckingnigga@gmail.com?
Did you actually...
Because he is not a millennial.
This man doesn't know how to text message.
He doesn't know how to
text.
I feel like I'm
that motherfucking nigga at gmail.com.
No, you can just go to, like, add new.
I can have two Gmail accounts? Where are you going to add new?
He sounds like the oldest Negro that has ever walked here.
Make sure you email straightolc@gmail.com.
I'm about to get it.
Kiki Dowdy.
No apostrophe. I'm that motherfucking nigga. PHUCKIN. nigga@gmail.com.
I don't even know the nigga part gonna go through though, because they will like reject something. No, because they don't
Gmail.
No.
Add account, nigga. I see this shit. What? Wait.
I'm
gonna
do it. We gonna put it in no stone.
Wait. What's about to happen? Wait. I tried to have
D's that nigga before. They wouldn't let me get it. So I know. They won't have nigga on there.
What if I do if motherfucking and nigga both have
you
N,
nigga with
it
a C.
Ends with the N?
No, you gotta do it with C's.
How's nigga with a C?
Nick.
Nah, it's about to be the right way.
StraightOLC@gmail.com as always. Thank y'all for listening.
wait, that doesn't even work. Wait, you wanna
no, you're not gonna get this. We're not gonna sit right. You get this Gmail up.